WIRX.
Good morning. 7-Eleven. Hey, speaking of Tim Allen, yesterday, hey. When we were just kind of lounging, we watched For Richer or Poorer. You remember that movie?
Okay. Yeah, that was a while back, wasn't it?
I think 94 or 97, but it's Tim Allen
to remember the cover.
And Christy Alley. They have they're standing like the old American Gothic photo. And it's so the movie synopsis is Tim Allen's character and Christy Alley's character. They get into some financial trouble. Some guy, you know, Ed Newman. It's the guy who played Newman, whatever his face is. Anyway, he sets them up, and so they got to run because they're being indicted on like fraud charges. So they go into hiding, but they do it at a Amish community, and then of course they learn about each other and they fall back in love again and this and that. But it's it's still Tim Allen. It's good stuff.
Sounds like a late 90s movie.
It's funny to me because when you look at Christy Alley, I'm not saying she's not a decent looking woman, but by like today's standards, like she was one of the leading ladies, like the main leading. Ladies, and now
she,
I don't
she was
know.
Top notch. She's top know. Notch in '97.
Yeah, I don't even know if she would be picked nowadays. Eh, whatever. Anyway, so I watched.
what are you saying? She's ugly?
No. I'm just saying, like now
the
though,
jerk?
Like in the standards, like you take her back to the early Cheers days. It's like, yeah, okay, she's a babe, but even then,
you know,
like
what? She's a professional actor making millions. What have you done?
But she's not that good of an actress, though. In my mind, I mean, I don't know. What it is. Tim Allen.
You sound like a jerk.
Top notch. Christy Alley, I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence with. Anyway. All right, we got to keep things moving.
Hear that, Christy? That's Brock at WIRX.com.
She's got the time. She hasn't acted in forever. She's probably listening. let's move on. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
He's digging a hole.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic, clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Do you remember the classic viral video, Charlie Bit My Finger? Charlie!
Do I remember Charlie? Charlie!
If you don't remember, here is the clip from Charlie Bit My... Charlie! Wait, hold on. Oh, God. Oh, wait.
Play the... Come on.
I hit the board switched on me. Here we go. This is Charlie.
Ow, Charlie! Ow! Charlie! That really hurt! No, Charlie bit me. And that really hurt, Charlie, and it's still hurting.
All right, two things. First of all, little kids with British accents, the cutest thing in the world. Like,
it's pretty damn cute. You gotta say, it's pretty damn cute.
And so everyone should know that video. It's been watched like 3 billion times. Well, I bring this up because it just sold as an NFT file for $760,000.
Big money. So recently they just took the video down. Everybody's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Why would you take a video down that has that many views?
Yep.
And it's because they were going to sell it.
Yep.
And when... I can't remember the exact explanation, but it was going to create more money for the video by taking it down, you know, by people not being able to copy it, even though it's probably copied already a trillion times.
You better believe I'm going to save this audio file that I did for this bit. You kidding me? I'm holding on to that, man.
Charlie.
If you're wondering.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, there may be people going, wait, what's an NFT? What the F are you guys talking about? So this is this new thing that's kind of been taking over the internet, and it's a non-fungible token. And basically what they do is they take these unique pieces of audio, of video, of pictures, okay?
And then Internet history,
and they sell it off. And by doing that, now there's no more, you can't, like, that was, Hunter put it well, is like, they took the video down. So what they're doing now is like, if you want this, you have to buy it now. It's right. Become a viable transaction, or you can trade it for doggy coin, whatever. It doesn't make sense to me, but that is the way the internet world is going right now.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. And that's a significant video. So that's considered like the first like explosive video on YouTube and the internet. So that's why it's so valuable. You want to know a crazy fact about this video, Brock?
Huh.
When they raided Osama bin Laden and shot Osama, that was the video he was watching while it happened. Think about that. He's in his cave or whatever. No, not in a cave. He was in a house. But just think about that. This is a guy that we're going into raid. The America's most wanted.
A terrorist
in there.
Mastermind. Yeah, a terrorist mastermind behind the 9/11 attacks. And he is sitting there laughing his ass off.
Johnny, that really hurt.
Just losing it. Just losing it. Yep.
What? It's wild. Wild facts. So that's why that video is, I mean, not that fact specifically, but it's a very, very pricey video now.
Do we have anything that's worth like an NFT file or probably not? I don't think it. No. We lose money on the transaction. Like,
First off, we're not British and we're not.
We can do it. Let's reenact it and we'll sell it. Hunter, Hunter bit my finger. Hunter.
It's worth nothing. Absolutely
I'll do like
nothing.
Arnold. Hunter, he bit my finger. It hurts. Hunter. Hunter, do it.
Actually, you know what? It is worth something. They're going to pay you to stop.
Just the silence. That's where we're going to make our money right there, just on silence. God, you bit it. Do it. Come on.
Come on, Charlie. Damn it.
Fantastic. That's $1 million right there. Right there. Everyone know we'll be selling it online wherever you sell it. Lastly, Hunter, you've heard about all the cicadas, right, that are coming. Literally billions of cicadas are on the way. Well, earlier this month, a poll found that 1 in 4 Americans would try cicadas as a food. And now one restaurant.
Stop it.
I know. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, I'll eat it. No, you won't. Shut up. Okay, here.
Won't.
All the people that said that, I wish they would have had a cicada ready and said, well, here you go. Well, there's a restaurant, a Mexican place in Leesburg, Virginia, called Cocina on Market, and it's serving cicada tacos for a limited time. The owner says they were already serving grasshopper tacos, so adding cicadas wasn't a huge leap, and they're already a hit.
Why? Why?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know anybody. It's not a good market. You're not going to make any money on it. Nobody's going to, I mean, as a cute, fun thing, maybe once. But nobody's going to go back for seconds.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Guess there's going to be cicadas all over the place. So it's, believe it or not, actually.
Have you seen a cicada? Has anybody here seen a cicada?
Yeah, they're horrifying.
I have, dude. Yeah. And that's one thing I don't want to put in my mouth. I had one land on my back one time, and it was terrifying.
Well, I really feel bad for the cicadas, Hunter. And actually, believe it or not, there was an interview done with a cicada. I have audio from that interview with the cicada right here.
Only imagine.
Man, this is some bullshit. I've been stuck in the ground for 14 years, and now when I come out, y'all are eating us? How'd you like to be stuck in the dirt for 14 years, and when you come out just to get laid, everyone decides that I eat you? And what in the are you doing eating bugs, man? Last time I checked, you guys still got things like Big Macs and chicken tenders up there. But no, let's throw a poor old cicada onto a taco because it's trendy and cool.
That was an actual real cicada.
Was that an actual cicada? Yeah. Sounded like one of those cockroaches from that movie Joe's Apartment. Remember that?
Cicada cockroach, they're very similar. They're cousins. They're cousins.
Oh, so all stupid. Right.
So stupid. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
That was you, wasn't it? Morning dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.